new movie from Afghanistan opens today here in Washington. Osama is an emotional and disturbing work about a girl's life under Taliban rule. Even before its official opening here, the Golden Globe winner has become a must-see movie on Capitol Hill and in the White House. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It's rare that a film gets two thumbs up from a president and a secretary of state, but that's the case with Osama, the gripping story about the tyranny of Taliban rule in Afghanistan. Based on a patchwork of real events, Osama tells the story of a family of women, impoverished and unable to work or even go outside because of strict Taliban rules. In this scene, the grandmother comes up with a scheme to have her granddaughter cut her hair and dress as a boy to work and support the family. The girl says she's worried the Taliban might kill her. Her grandmother says without her help, the family will starve. With no other choice, she disguises herself and becomes a boy called Osama. President Bush, after seeing the movie, encouraged his cabinet members to watch it. Colin Powell was so moved by the film that he's working to get the movie shown at the State Department, United Nations, and to troops in Afghanistan and in Iraq. He put out a statement saying, "The movie will sear your soul." Not surprisingly, he also put in a plug for U.S. policy, saying, quote, "It will make you hurt, but by the end of the film, you'll learn why President Bush is right about waging the war on terrorists until there are no more of them." At a screening at Georgetown University last night, Afghan-American human rights activist Ziba Sharish Shamli says she hopes all the buzz about the film is genuine and will refocus attention on an issue she's tried to highlight for years.
It perfectly captures the suffering of the Afghan women. I mean, the essence and the soul of the suffering that Afghan women went through. Then I cried, of course, my head off. But that is exactly what happened, and even sometimes worse.
While U.S. officials see the movie as a reminder of how much has changed in Afghanistan since U.S.-led forces toppled the Taliban regime, she sees unfinished business.
We don't want this to be repeated ever again. See, the problem is we want the attention of the world and the United States to be in Afghanistan. Unless Afghanistan is eradicated from all these terrorists and the drug economy is eradicated, and there is a stability and peace and the reconstruction take place and people have jobs, the Taliban would not go away.
The movie ends tragically, but Afghanistan's ambassador to Washington, Saeed Jawad, said there is a bright spot.
It's bringing Afghanistan back into spotlight through art, through culture, through movies, through music. This is what Afghanistan used to be about. We would like to see a revival of the rich culture of the Afghan society in Afghanistan, and this is probably the best way of focusing more attention to Afghanistan instead of just news about destruction, terrorism, and war.
As for the name of the film, he says Osama was chosen to show that Afghans were terrorized and victimized by Osama bin Laden and the Taliban regime that sheltered him. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.